Joyful blessings. This is Kaylin Castell. I am the co-founder of the Shamanic Astrology Mystery School and the creator of the Celestial Timings. And this is a look at the Bahenian stars. There are many stars in our sky. Most of the stars are all of the stars, because all the stars are could be called fixed stars, meaning they don't move except they change position based on how the Earth is moving. There are planets that we can see, Mercury, Venus, Mars, Jupiter, and Saturn, and they were called the wandering stars by the ancient people. And they knew that these stars could be found in different places among the fixed stars, or the stars that didn't move in relationship to each other. So the Bahenian stars were 15 stars that the ancient people considered to be especially helpful or useful, or ones that they would look for to work with when they wanted to make potions or applications or do certain kinds of ceremony to magnify the intensity and the intention of whatever that was that they were intending to accomplish during these ceremonial times, or as it says in some of the definitions of the Bahenian stars, the magical applications. So this is a word that actually comes from an Arabic word, Bahman, Bahman, meaning root, and it was considered to be the root or the source of astrological magic, greater intensity whenever a planet was within 6 degrees of one of these stars. So I've shared about this in the Celestial Timings over the years, many of the different Bahenian stars, and particularly when there are planets with them. I'm just going to give you the 15 stars right now. There's one called Algol. It's in the constellation of Perseus. There's also Pleiades, the Pleiades, which is in the constellation of the Bull. Aldebaran, also in the Bull. Capella, in the constellation of Auriga. Sirius, in the constellation known as Canis Major, also known as the Greater Dog, or that's really the translation. Procyon is a fixed star in a constellation called Canis Minor, or the Smaller Dog, the Lesser Dog. And then Regulus is, of course, the Heart of the Lion. Alcade is in Ursa Major. Gana, which I haven't talked about these two too much, but that is in Corvus, and Spica in the Virgin Priestess, Arcturus in Boots, or Boots, and it's got funny little dots over the O's. Bootus, I think, is one of the ways that it's pronounced. Alpheca, that is in the Corona Borealis, Antares, the Heart of the Scorpion, Vega, the Eye of the it's in Lyra. It's in the constellation of Lyra, and it's the brightest star in Lyra, and actually 13,000 years ago was the North Star. It's currently located around 15 Capricorn. And then Deneb Algedi, which is in the constellation of Capricornus, or in that area, but it's around 5 degrees Pisces. So these stars are representative of the Bahenian stars. And whenever planets were in the vicinity, because sometimes, of course, Sirius is way off the ecliptic. You'll never see a planet near Sirius, but you can see a planet above or in a direct line with Sirius. Then these were the stars that they worked with to do some of the magical invocations, make their talismans, to work certain kinds of ceremonies for healing and that kind of thing. So the reason that this is so important is that we have planets passing by these stars. Actually, the moon will pass by every single one of them once each month. The sun passes by every one of them once each year. And then Mercury and Venus will pass by them once each year, Mars every 2 years, Jupiter every 11.5 4.6 years, and Saturn every 29 years. So in 2012, Saturn is passing by the fixed star Spica, one of the Bohemian stars, one of these magical stars, three times. It's already crossed over once, and is stationing retrograde in the month of February, will be stationing direct in the month of June 25th, Saturn's going to station direct at 2246 Libra. Currently, Spica is around 2347 or almost 24 degrees of Libra. So it's going to be stationing very close. And this is something that can only happen every 29 and a half years. So there's three passes of Saturn over Spica. And this is a great time to work with this star, the star of the divine feminine, to create a new form, a new way of understanding and being with the mysteries of conscious equal partnership as it relates to the divine feminine, restoring her to a place of greater equality, I guess, with the masculine principle, and also to work the magic of this Bohemian star with Saturn there. Some of the, each of these stars has a stone and an herb that are associated with it. And Spica has the emerald, as the stone that's associated with it, and sage as the herb that is associated, or the plant that's associated with it. So it's a very significant, important star. Arcturus, which is also one of the Bohemian stars, is at 24 Libra in almost an exact zodiacal alignment with Spica, but off the ecliptic. So that means Saturn is also activating Arcturus. And this is the constellation Bootes that I talked about, or Bootes, and also known as the Herdsman. And its stone is jasper, and its plant is called plantain. So working with Saturn, Spica, and Arcturus can be a really powerful way in 2012 to energize intentions, particularly around how we do the mysteries of conscious equal partnership, the divine feminine, the divine masculine, and equal conscious relationship. So this is really a powerful expression. Then another thing that's fascinating that's happening is the Mars retrograde. Mars went retrograde in January of 2012, January 23rd, at 23 Virgo, comes back to 3 Virgo, very close to Regulus. So it's within 6 degrees of this Bohemian star. We'll be stationing direct on April 13th, hanging out in this part of the sky for a number of days. And usually Mars, when it passes by, will only be here for 4 days at most within, a week to 2 weeks at most, I guess, because if we think of a 6-degree orb, it would be a little bit longer. However, Mars comes within 6 degrees, comes back into 6 degrees, we should say, of Regulus around the 11th of March and stays within 6 degrees until around the 19th of May. So this is quite a long time for Mars to be within that 6-degree range. Definitely worth paying attention to. Working with the heart of the lion, the masculine principle coming more into its heart knowing, being guided and led more from the heart rather than from the mind. So it's a beautiful imagery to begin a new Mars cycle that's actually beginning on March 3rd of 2012, and working with the magical properties of Regulus as it relates to the divine masculine. So that's a pretty cool thing that we've got going on this year. In addition to that, we have Venus retrograde, and that's beginning on May 5th at 23 Gemini. Notice that Mars went retrograde at 23 Virgo. Venus is going retrograde at 23 Gemini. So they're in a square to each other. It's a fascinating thing to just contemplate. I'll do more about that later. And then comes all the way back to 7 degrees of Gemini on June 27th. This means that Venus is hanging out with the fixed star Aldebaran. And Aldebaran is one of the Bohemian stars, located at around 9 degrees and 57 minutes of Gemini. It's in the constellation of the Bull. It's also in a constellation or an asterism known as the Hyades. Its stone is ruby or garnet, and its herb is milk thistle. So it's also associated, it's one of the four royal stars and associated with the Archangel Michael. Venus will be within 6 degrees of this star. Actually, the longest period, we should probably work with the longest period, from about the 1st of June until, 6 degrees, around the 21st of July. So again, another long period, and usually Venus is crossing an area of the sky, maybe for about a week, it would be in this area of the sky each year. So definitely something worth tuning into and paying attention to. And so those are the primary fixed stars that have these long retrogrades, the primary Bohemian stars that have this long retrograde in 2012 that is activating them. So definitely worth tuning into, paying attention to. And if you are a person who knows how to go out and look at the night sky, see where Saturn is near Spica, see where Mars is near Regulus, see where Venus is near Aldebaran, then you can tune in and just ask the part of yourself that knows. Ask your higher self to help guide you in focusing and energizing the light codes coming in from both the planet and the star to help further your intentions and to help further you in being able to create the magic that you want to create in your own life.